from your prescription and Dr. Cobb will see you now. Please go through.
Ah, come in, come in. Nice to see you. So, tell me, Mr. Bostock, you don't mind if I call you Joan, do you? Good, good. Tell me, Jerry, when did the feelings of rejection first begin? Was it when you were a little boy? 9, was it? 10? Parents difficult, were they? Parents often are. Good, good. But you really did mind, didn't you, Gerald? Tell me how it all began. Tell all, do. Good, good.
Really dark part of the set by the cross. My words, but a whisper, you never stay shut. I may make you feel, but it can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in a sink. Saw your eyes, you found other females, and you make all your animal females, and your wise men tell no how it feels to be picnic at a break. In the tidal destruction of our own name, the elastic retreat brings the clouds of pain. At the last flame uncovers the new-mangled brain. When
I'm right, no photos, please. Sir, no photos.
Plan to change the man. He is
Hello.
Hi, Ian. Anna Phoebe.
Anna Phoebe, my favourite violin player.
I was just calling for a chat. I'm so bored. The babe might stop crying. Gavin's at work. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but this is a bad time to call. We're in the middle of a concert at the moment. Tell you what, though. Get online. Call me back on Skype in 2 minutes with your fiddle.
All right, then. Give me 2 minutes.
Come on, Anna Phoebe.
Thank you.
I see shuffle in the court room with your rings upon your fingers and your dowdy little signs and your sail about the stages. Playing at the part case, you're part of the example of the coming any bridal that bless your band of
Southern Britain, giving Southern Britain a light continental flow. A separate high-pressure cell is situated in the mid-Atlantic with a frontal system wedged between the two. These unsettling conditions bring a deep depression to the northern and western parts of the UK. Depression can often be the result of more fundamental conditions. These feelings of being unsettled can in fact be the early symptoms of a very worrying disease.
That's right, Ryan, you know, as we older men sally forth on the final chapter of life, we have to remember to look after ourselves. Go for that annual health inspection. Make sure everything is still okay. Down there. Some of you men may find yourselves waking up during the middle of the night two or three, four times, having to go to the lavvy and loo for a widdly wee. This could be the sign of something worrying. Some people can't even get halfway through a rock concert without having to go to the toilet. Let me guess, you're looking for the toilet.
Yes, I am.
And what's your name?
Tom.
Tom, where are you from?
Over there.
Tom, I'm going to ask you to help me out with an experiment here, just to prove the point. Can you help Tom onto the stage? Ryan will take care of you. I need a suitable volunteer, someone who might be from the medical profession, or just look like a doctor, or just want to be a doctor for the next moments to come. What about you, sir? Would you come and be my doctor tonight? I can't be having a stage here. Yes, thank you. Careful getting up, because we're not covered for health and safety. Over here very gently. What's your name?
My name is Wally.
Wally, good to have you. Dr. Wally.
Dr. Wally.
Dr. Wally it is for the next 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Dr. Wally, we're going to put you in the Dr. Wally white doctor's coat. Just to lend a little credibility to all of this. And don't worry, Tom. And also just slip on this silky smooth latex surgical glove. Face the audience so they can get a good look. Yep, slip it on. That's good. Tom, don't worry about this, it'll be over in a flash, okay? We're going to ask you to go behind the modesty screen with Ryan to show you just how easy this little checkup is. It only takes a couple of minutes. You know, it's a fact of life that at this point in time in this audience, I guess there will be maybe 100, 120 people, men, obviously, here tonight, who will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in your lifetimes. So ladies, do your man a favour and send him off for that check-up tomorrow. Only takes a minute. Watch this. Are you ready, guys? Here we go. There's a modesty screen. There's Tom from over there and Dr. Wallace slipping on the blood ready for the quick inspection. And it's... Oh, shit. Oh. Well, you get the hang of it. That's all it takes. Yeah, I was going to show you my colonoscopy video, so think yourselves lucky. We're back on the stage there. Dr. Wally, thank you for doing that. It's so kind of a chance. Yeah, give him the coat back, Wally. That's a good man. And Tom, you were very brave about that, a real sport. Didn't hurt, did it?
No, I don't.
Going to do the same again next year?
Definitely, yes.
Well done, Tom. Now, that's a good man. There you go. Yeah, ladies, send your man off for that health inspection tomorrow. Don't waste a minute. Save a life. Could be his. Not like some of these poor men that we used to know, love, and cherish. Goodbyes and overwhelming responsibilities. Ward and saw 218 babies wearing nylons.
This is a rain! A clown rain! Stop that clown!
Do you think? Thank you. Thank you.
friendship, make all your animal materials, and show wise from man to know how it feels to be thick as a
as a brick too.
Thank you. too.
Might you have been the man of courage, brave upon life's battlefield? Captain Commerce, high-flown banker, hedonistic, down at heel. A Puritan of moral fiber, voice raised in praise magnificent. Arrested in assured repose, knowing your lot in quiet content. What ifs, maybes, and might-have-beens fly soft petals on a breeze? What ifs, maybes, and might-have-beens? Why not? Perhaps. Then wait and see. Where did it come from? Where's it going? Upper 6 pound shock numbers flowing from the pen that never forgets, recording lectures each way safe bets. Bump rise in first form facts, allowances all overspent, has gilded generosity. Save the deposited against rainy day. There's money in those goddamn pills, interest in sugar-coated bitter pills. Margins made from Tompkins Minor, float aspirations, nothing finer.
Bastard, the bank of the years.
Far from suburbia, lost down and dirty.
cut up time. How's your father?
Not too chipper.
Serves the bunker looking right.
Stir the fire, sit the rest of the time. We're nowhere. Our little man is a drifter, somehow did. Hang on tight, there's a way for sea. Our little man is adrift and somehow did. Head on high, pillow waiting for sleep.
Must have strived, swerves the line.
purpose in my life. I lie in sweat, cry and burst tears, and write a letter to my mom. I wind my garden, and I'm sleeping, and never thinks to interfere. Oh, what pain and oh, what high has called to us from heaven on high. This cruel and harsh, sweet punishment for bodies active leaves us bent. One road of panic and imperishment forwards. Where will we stop to sheath our hearts? I need peace, life, patience, sleeping, awake when soldier boots come creeping.
Happens.
started all the same.
Let us pray. Dear beloved Father,
we know it's tough to make ends meet through troubled times, when economic woes grow at worse. So call out our family of treasured followers, and make a pledge today, give till it hurts. Our covers almost empty, but our flocks stand faithful by, while we take out the save and the amaranth. Together we can please our willing congregation, and I can live on any small change that's left. So give till it hurts, yeah, give till it hurts. Make a pledge and give till it hurts.
That was today's speaker, the humble Reverend Jeff. Tune in to the National Gospel Channel next week. Praise be to him and hallelujah. Remember to keep those pledges coming in and give till it hurts.
Cheryl Bostock, freshman school with fewer levels, sets the sights. No grand, fanciful fantasies, but level-headed middle ground. The retail trade, the corner shop, and humble service of plain town folk. Open at 9 and close by 6, and off to work, play work around. Regulars drop by to chat, in idle gossip, repetition. Same old words, another day, while all the time life slips away. But slips so slowly, stretches moments into hours and hours to years. With characters by Harold Pinter, dark silences, slow passion play. Then hold the fire of bubble trains and shunt and shuffle wagons, locomotive breath upon its brow. Smooth clockwork running, motors hum, while Baron Madge prepares a dinner, fragrantest pie. Always a winner. So praise life's routine, cozy habits, and don't forget to call your mom.
last fights make out on this pale and sultry night. Stars sing a long past grey hill. I feel the lateness saving out, and I'm 50 long years from home. Time for each cage of horses, each time to shine new courses. And paper safer houses, no more empty towers of this unholy Babylon.
a pretty pickle. I met a man who lifted me, took me home, but slap and tickle in civil partnership edged to me.
Thank you.
constant of the day. My ever partner just slipped away. The rough sweet utopia conquered him through having of electric blanket. Your uncle's Bob operates the picture.
Now it's send your warmest appreciation, please, to David Goodyear on the bass guitar. On the drums and the percussion from Bristol in England, Scott Hammond. Playing his organ, the piano accordion. Also from Bristol in England, John O'Hara. And from Rosenheim in Bavaria, on the electric guitar, young Florian O'Barney. With a little song, dance, mime, and the warehouse broom. Rather dishy if you ask me, young Ryan O'Donnell. And now the man himself, the flautist, guitarist, and singer of the little outfit we've had here tonight, Mr. Ian Anderson. Thank you.
the sharpening madness of the locomotive bells. Runs yours are the best, at heart's perfect. When it feels the best, it's the painless scheme breaking on his brow.
Don't hate you.